Morrow forward to Evans. Evans lays it off for Norris. He's going to have a shot again. It's deflected. 2-0. Argon in complete control. And they're attacking at every possible momentum. And the chairman is hogging directors in front of us. That is the feeling of the Argyle fans. This game is as one-sided as anything you will ever see. And it's total demoralisation for Nottingham Forest. Well, this could be a momentous afternoon in the history of the club. It's Forest 0, Argyle 2.
If you weren't an Argyle fan, you'd feel sorry for Forest because they are an utter shambles. Norris should never have been allowed to make any movement into the area. Okay, the shot got a deflection, but that's the way things go when you're down the bottom of the table. The luck really goes against you. But, yeah, I mean, Forest don't deserve it. They've not made their own luck. They're a poor side. I think, if they were a racehorse, you'd probably do the decent thing and take them to the vets.
Was it Melbourne at Bengtsdorf?
To be honest, Marcy, I couldn't tell you, but I was looking at Norris fire the shot in, and then suddenly it's taken a loop. And yeah, I feel sorry for the goalkeeper; he didn't have a chance. But we made the position, we got in the position, we had a shot, which was about the seventh or eighth shot we've had on target in the game. And if you keep on having shots, sooner or later they're going to go in. 2-0.
So Norris on his 100th league start for Plymouth Argyle gets the second, his second of the season.